When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So we have a story today of a Gen Alpha kid who tries to burn down their school over the amazing digital circus. Gen Alpha might actually be a doomed generation. There might be no saving them. But whether that is true or not, today I have quite an interesting story that you will enjoy. So sit back, relax, get comfortable, leave a like on the video right now to claim your very own free nothing. With all that being said, let's just jump right into it. So we're going to call the subscriber who submitted this story Tommy, and you can submit stories to my Instagram, Connor Pugs. Just follow me and send me a message on there. Anyways, so Tommy went to school, and in this school, there was a girl, and we're going to call this girl Kate, right? So anyways, Kate was a little bit of a strange girl. Very strange. I mean, she does almost burn down the entire school over My Amazing Digital Circus, so I mean, she didn't have all it together, right? It's not like there wasn't a few screws loose at a minimum. So she was a little bit of a weird girl. She got a little bit of a reputation. And Tommy told me that, you know, he did kind of feel bad for her prior to all this. But before, you know, because of her being her quirks and being strange and all that, she didn't really have a lot of friends. And this all started one day when Tommy and his boys were sitting down at the lunch table and, you know, they saw Kate was sitting by herself. You know, that made them feel a little bit bad. You know, she had her iPad out and her earbuds in. And I just want to interject really quickly and say, there's nothing wrong with eating a meal alone. I actually will sometimes, if none of my friends want to go to a restaurant I want to go to, I'll drive there and I'll eat alone there and I'll enjoy the experience. However, this was not an experience that, you know, Kate was necessarily enjoying. And it was kind of obvious. And that's at least what Tommy and his friends inferred. They don't know the inner workings of her mind, and they would soon find out that there's a lot more going on there than what met the eye originally. But, you know, they made an assumption that, you know, wasn't a fun experience for Kate. So Tommy and his friends were like, I feel bad for that girl. And it's a little ironic because a couple days later, it would be a completely different situation. But later on, Tommy had a class with this girl, Kate. And every single day, she would come in and she'd sit in the way back of the class, kind of away from other people. You know, it's sad. It's a situation where my freshman year in high school, you know, I didn't have the most friends either. I struggled in that department. By the end of it, I was very, very satisfied with the friends I had, and I was happy and had a great experience. But I can definitely relate to it not always working out. So Tommy sees this, you know, he feels kind of bad. And every single day, Kate would come in, she'd walk to the back of the classroom, and a lot of times she'd be on, whip out an iPad and put in headphones or earbuds, totally checking out the class. And normally, every single day, the teacher would kind of just let this happen. So most days, the teacher would kind of just let this go by. You know, Kate would come in, she'd kind of obviously be on her device, and generally, the teacher was fairly strict about, you know, you can't be on your phone, or at least if you're on your phone, I don't know if you guys do this, but like you'll like whip it out like under your desk and you'll like slyly check it. I bet it's actually quite obvious for the teacher to see what you're doing. However, you know, you're not being distracting, right? However, you definitely were not allowed in this class to be blatantly on your phone, distracting other people, stuff along those lines. And the teacher was pretty good about enforcing it. However, Tommy makes the assumption that the teacher kind of let a lot of things go for Kate because teachers are a lot more aware of what's going on than you might think. I remember when I was in middle school, I remember speaking to one of my teachers and this was probably a little bit weird of my teacher to say, but she was like, oh, like, do you think these two kids are still dating? Weird thing for the teacher to say, but I was completely shocked because it wasn't like, I thought we were a lot more secretive about it. Like, I thought, like, the drama of the world of you guys, especially if you guys are in high school or you're in middle school, low-key, on the low, the teachers actually know all of your business, too, especially if the school is small enough. So with that being said, Tommy inferred that the teacher here, call him Mr. Davenport, because I like using the same names in like every freaking story. Probably understood that Kate was not in the best social position. Probably not having a great time. There could have been things going on at home. A long list of just letting it be. However, today was a different day. Today, Mr. Davenport must have woken up on the wrong side of the bed, or something was different. Because Mr. Davenport no longer, right, no longer had the tone of, I'll just let this slide. Today, Mr. Davenport was very, very insistent on making sure that Kate was to pay attention. So let me paint the scene. Tommy, you know, after sitting at the lunch table with his friends, feeling bad for Kate, walks into class a little late, and Mr. Davenport normally wouldn't call him out. Like, if someone walks in a minute or two late, who cares? Like, on the low, who cares? But today, Mr. Davenport's like, Tommy, like, you're 2 minutes late. And Tommy's like, hey, like, I'm sorry about that. It won't happen again. And he's like, it better not happen again. So Tommy was like, whoa, like, where's this aggression coming from? I don't know if you guys can relate to this, but sometimes teachers will just have off days, and it's so apparent. And on those days, you always have to be on your best behavior. So anyways, Tommy walks in, it's kind of like, whoa, like, what's up with this guy? And, you know, he sits down, and, you know, Kate is in the back of the class. Kate didn't get there late. She was there on time. But she was very much on her iPad, like that she normally was. And anyways, Mr. Davenport was like, Kate, like, can you please put that iPad away? I want you to pay attention today. It was a little bit rude to word it like, I want you to pay attention today because I know you're not paying attention any other days. Was he wrong? Absolutely not. However, I don't know if I'd word it like that. And Kate kind of looks up and like puts the iPad down. And a couple minutes later, Tommy kind of like looks back and because the teacher is talking about something and he's not really paying attention and sees that Kate has once again taken the iPad out. So unfortunately for Kate, the teacher must have been continuing to be on his not so good mood. And he caught in the corner of his eye, Kate on her iPad again with her headphones in, watching some YouTube video or something. And this must have set him off. Tommy and I don't really know what happened to this teacher. Like, I don't know. Did he get divorced? His car totaled? His house taken away from him? His 15 grandmothers blew up? I don't know, man. But for some reason, he was not in the mood today. And unfortunately, as you can tell by the title of this video, maybe Kate was not the one to go off on. Even with that being true, you guys can probably guess what happened next. So the teacher, Mr. Davenport, is like, starts like walking over to Kate, like abruptly stops what he's doing and starts like power walking down the aisle towards Kate. So this completely takes Tommy off guard because all of a sudden, imagine you're sitting there, the teacher's kind of talking about, I don't know, differential equations or whatever you guys do in fourth grade. And then all of a sudden stops what he's doing and starts power walking super abruptly towards the back of the classroom. So Kate is very much not paying attention. So not even, she doesn't even pick up in her peripheral. Because I feel like if I was sitting there or you were sitting there, you'd at least see in your peripheral someone coming super quickly towards you as if like a slow motion bullet or something. But no, Kate did not. So unfortunately, the teacher walks all the way back there and like yanks the iPad out of her hands, which startles her. She's like, what? And the teacher's like, aha, I just wanted to see what is more important than my teachings. And he like looks at the iPad. He's like, the amazing digital circus. Okay, like goes up to the front of the class with the iPad. Kate is like super embarrassed at this point. And remember, she is definitely not in a mental place to have this happen to her, is what I'm going to infer. And the teacher's like, what is this garbage? And is like watching like the anime. And by the way, for some of you guys that are confused, The Amazing Digital Circus is, I don't know much about it, but it's an extremely popular YouTube cartoon series that a lot of people liked. And it got hundreds of millions of views. One of the most popular kind of unique and original animation series we've seen on YouTube since like the 2010s, like the OG animation era. So it's very popular and it's very well liked. But this teacher just starts ripping on it. And at this point, I think it must have had some emotional significance to Kate or something. She starts getting really defensive. She's like, you can't be speaking about like the Amazing Digital Circus like that. Like, that's ridiculous. And she like gets up And she's like almost like yelling at the teacher. And the teacher, once again, this is not his day, starts firing back. It gets really intense really quick. So yeah, it's starting to get really intense. Tommy's starting to get uncomfortable. The whole class, honestly, is starting to get uncomfortable at this point because this is just not a good look for anyone's. And it's basically just a screaming match between Kate and Mr. Davenport over if the Amazing Digital Circus is garbage or not, which is such a kind of an immature thing for the teacher to do. Like, I genuinely don't know what was wrong with the teacher for doing this. You might be thinking, oh, Kate shouldn't be screaming back. And obviously the thing Kate's going to try and do eventually is not justified, and I'm by no means implying such. However, I do want to still note that what the teacher did here was, guys, come on. You can't be screaming at a child that what they like is stupid and garbage. Like, bro, you woke up on the wrong side of the bed today, buddy. Anyways, though, eventually Kate says, like, take that back or else. And the teacher's like, or else what? And then Kate storms out of the classroom. And the teacher, like, puts down the iPad and then pivots back to the board and starts teaching like nothing just happened. Like, buddy, are you really expecting that? You're really expecting us to not react like you didn't just go crazy on some 12-year-old and then to immediately flip back to teaching whatever you're teaching. Like, you can't just be doing that. Anyways, so the class just goes on, and everyone's just like, whoa, wait a minute. So, yeah, they're kind of, Tommy and the other classmates were sitting there kind of weirded out, but Tommy sat there and he's thinking for a second, what is that girl going? Because, like, she did, don't forget, right before that, she was like, take that back or else. The teacher doesn't take it back, and then she runs away without clarifying the or else. So Tommy's like, I wonder if she's going to do the or else, whatever that's going to be. So anyways, the rest of the day continues on, and that was towards the end of the day anyways. So the bell rings, the day's over, but Tommy just sees a lot of, like, there's this, like, weird energy, and it's a little bit hard for me to specifically articulate it perfectly what I'm trying to say, but there's an energy through what the teachers are looking a little tense because they're talking to each other. Some of the students are starting to pick up on something's going on. You know, if you're in a room of 100 people and 10 of them know something and they start acting weird, then the 10 of the people that are next to them are going to pick up on them, those 10 acting weird, and then they're going to start to act weird. And that's going to, like, it's going to slowly permeate through, even if everyone starts acting weird, even though only 10% of them actually know what's going on, nearly 100% are going to feel the effects of something going on. 90% are going to know that something is up. So sure enough, right, Tommy's walking around, he gets in his car, and his mom, like, drives away, and she's like, the parent Facebook group's going crazy, Tommy, do you know what's going on? Tommy's just like, no. And so the rest of the night, it's crazy. Tommy's like in his room and he's talking with his friends, like, why is everyone being weird? Why is everyone acting strange? And that's when Tommy's mom's like, hey, Tommy, can you come down here for a second? Real quick though, if I could have 30 seconds of your time, which sounds fair enough, if you haven't already done so, and if you've done so, ignore this and you can skip 30 seconds ahead. But in the description, there is a link to a Google form. It's going to ask for your name and your email. If you are interested even mildly in how to grow a YouTube channel, or you have a channel and you want to know how to grow it, you don't have a channel but you want to start, or maybe you don't have any plans to start a YouTube channel or social media, but you just find that stuff interesting, make sure that you go down to that form, submit your name and your email address. That's it, nothing more. And I'll be sending every once in a while, like once or twice a week, just kind of like cutting edge advice that what I'm talking to with my friends, with millions of subscribers, with millions of followers, with whatever, all the people in the industry, the stuff that I'm talking about with them, I'm going to send out to you absolutely for free. Sound fair enough? Anyways, let's get back to the story. So sure enough, right, Tommy comes down, and you already know when your mom's like, hey, Tommy, can you come down and talk to me for a second? Uh-oh, something big went down. So Tommy comes down and she's like, hey, like, I just want to let you know the school sent an email out as well as all the parents are talking. And I think there's a girl in your class who, do you happen to know a girl named Kate? And Tommy's like, yeah, I know a girl named Kate. Yeah. And she's like, well, you know, the school sent out a very vague email And the parent group kind of filled in the rest of the details. But it seems like the girl in your class was really mad at your teacher. And well, apparently she tried to set his office on fire. And yeah. And Tommy's just like, what? Like, wait, yo, wait a minute, pause. And, you know, Tommy's mom's like, yeah, I know this is concerning. I just want to let you know, I don't think that girl's going back to your school. But if you feel too worried or too anxious to go back to class tomorrow, it's okay if you want to, like, have a late start or stay over for the day. And in Tommy's mind, he's like, oh, that'd be a free day off, but I'm not going to take advantage of my mom in this situation. And he's like, oh, that's crazy. Like, how do you know? And then she's like, well, the school email kind of very vaguely said something along those lines. Didn't give the details of that it was Kate, obviously. It didn't give really the details of the exact situation, but enough of the moms. Like, apparently one of the moms knows, like, a staff worker there who overheard everything. And, well, you know, the rest of the parents filled in the rest of the details. So after that point, Kate did not return to school. Not, yeah, believe it or not. And it's not confirmed. Tommy cannot say without a shadow of the doubt that this is true. However, all the details seem to confirm it as being absolutely true.